Ray Foley.
It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon
on Today FM.
Martin, good day. Welcome on in.
Here comes Thursday. It's absolutely glorious on this side of the country. Hopefully it's lovely where you are. Go on, make us jealous. I jumped in the sea this morning, actually. Went swimming. And it was at the Costa del Dublin. Is it nice where you are? Go on, show us some photographs. WhatsApp 0874 100 102. Let's be seeing you. Make us well, gel. JP's over there.
Hi.
Best bit of my day. Last night, I was... it's never a good idea, though. When you're doing the... You're tucking your babies into bed at night. You're saying... Night, night, now, Daddy loves you. Kiss, kiss, cuddle. Love you, Daddy loves you. And I say, usually Andrew, the youngest, he'll go, he's 8. He could be 9, actually. He looks around 8.
Thereabouts, yeah. Ballpark.
He's a child anyway, I know that, like. I'm pretty sure he's mine. He says, would you want to get in? Do you want to get in for a cuddle before... It's lights out. Now, I know what he's doing. He's a genius. He's just stringing it along. He's leaving...
Prolonging the process.
This is it. We're leaving the light on a bit longer. Mm-hmm. Do you want to hop in for a... And then, of course, you forget it. Then once you're in, once I'm horizontal...
Don't deal.
Oh, sure, I'm locked in now. I'm here till midnight at least. I'm here till I wake up. So I was getting my cuddles last night and Shauna... From the Sean O'Reilly breakfast show, Ian Dempsey breakfast show. She sends me a video of herself and her baby having cuddles as well. Now, this is kind of contentious, but it seems that Shauna now has the cutest child of the group.
Oh, she's winning. Right.
It's
very competitive, aren't you?
Incredibly competitive. Mm. Her child, her little boy, Finn, he's 1 year old. He's absolutely gorgeous. He's what you might call a dote. Similarly, I'd call one of my children a dope, but they're very different things, very different meanings.
I've met Finn. He's one of those kids you'd like to take a bite out of.
Well, you wouldn't bite him.
Well.
Anyway, here's the video that Shauna sent me last night on WhatsApp. This is we're actually arranging to go out for dinner tonight, but this is the bit of the video that I thought you might like to hear. Have a listen.
Yeah. I can't get enough sleep at the moment.
She was saying she was really tired, so she's not getting enough sleep. Of course, she works at a breakfast show and she's got a 1 year old who's sitting next to her.
Yeah, I can't get enough sleep at the moment. Can I? I can't get enough sleep. Where's Daddy? Daddy. Did I tell you Finn has started saying Daddy with like an Essex accent? We don't know where that came from.
So the child allegedly has an English accent.
Oh.
Daddy.
Daddy. Babu. Bababu.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Boo.
Boo. Daddy. So Finn is now speaking in an English accent.
Daddy.
Daddy. Like, he sounds like the GC.
Daddy.
Daddy. Daddy.
Daddy.
So I replied then, I'm in the bed with Andrew, my 8 year old.
Yeah.
And my reply is.
That's so, it's so funny. The daddy, the Essex daddy thing. It's funny actually because Andrew has started speaking to Kate in an English accent.
All right, mother. How are you? Apples and pears.
Very competitive. He can do any voice. He's amazing.
Today FM's cash
machine. Soft launch day 258. Here we go. Write it down. It's massive money. Let's get it. Niall Horan's on Today FM. Sorry, JP, you're in the middle of a fascinating story there. Go on.
I was just tracking the sunny weather around the country, Ray.
Yeah, go on.
Seems, if I was to give an overview, that if you're on the southwest, going along the south coast, and then up the east coast, you're laughing.
So it's nicer, kind of, what, we're looking Kerry, sort of West Cork.
That's all good.
Kerry, Limerick.
You got your Waterfords.
That's what I'm saying. That's southeast.
That's what I said.
You said southwest.
Yeah, but then you're moving, you're moving along the south coast.
Oh, sorry, yeah. I was going up around the west coast.
No, wrong
way. So we're coming up around by Cork, then we're into Ballycotton, over towards Dungarvan there.
Yeah, yeah.
When we're coming up along by Waterford up into Wexford, then
swinging through Wexford, yeah. Then you're hitting Wicklow, lovely weather.
And then Wicklow, deep, beautiful, lush.
Garden of Ireland, right?
Lustrous, yeah. Wicklow, and then blam, whammo, into Dublin, scooch on into the FM HQ, live across the nation from Studio 2. This is the Ray Valley Show!
Wow.
Thank you very much. That's geography. Radio geography for you there. Gang's all here, by the
Hello.
Way. I'm Ray, there's JP.
Hiya.
Orla Ormond in the house as well.
Hello.
I've forgotten what you look like.
I'm sorry for you then. Sorry I had to bring that harsh reality back
to
you.
Well, I'm delighted to be reminded.
Oh,
I'm delighted.
You're so nice.
I am.
You're so nice.
I'm lovely. Let's have a look at the weather text then. It's a weathery sort of show. 0874 100 102. Everyone making me green with envy in our chilly, air-conditioned studio, windowless studio this afternoon. On show, Ray and JP, back in glorious Enniskerry after cruising between clients in sunny Kildare. Here's hoping the sun sticks around for our little Lily's christening this Saturday. Love the show.
Hey. Hey,
from Alex. A christening, lovely. You can take it outside. Finger food, fire up the barbecue, trampoline, bouncy castle. Oh, yes. I'm thinking sandwiches as well, actually. I'd go sandwiches, like a salad sandwich there at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, guys. Driving from Swinford in Mayo. I know where Swinford is. Driving from Swinford in Mayo. Yeah, I know where Swinford is. My mother used to work in Swinford. Up the road from Kilchimah. Would you say Kilchimah or Kilchimock?
I tend to say Kilchimock, but I'm not a Mayo
Kilchimah?
Person. Mock.
Kilchimock.
Kilchimock, yeah.
With a hard K on the mock.
I would, but I'm probably wrong.
Driving from Swinford and Mayo to Letterkenny.
That's in Donegal.
It doesn't say Donegal in the text, though.
But it's got to be the Donegal Letterkenny.
They had to specify where Swinford was, but they don't care that Letterkenny's in Donegal. That can be taken for granted. It can be taken as a given, Orla. Here's a... There's no sun, just cloud in Ballybuffet and the whole way up from Niamh.
Aww.
Neil, that's not a very sunny day text at all, really. But I'm glad you're keeping us in the loop weather-wise. Ray and JP, it's David on show. Driving from Dublin to Mayo for the weekend. It's a cracker of a day. Love the show.
Hey!
From David and Swords. And hi, guys. Working from home today. And what more do you need with views looking over Kenmare and Temple No? This is from John and he says, love the show.
Hey!
Any more of them? 0874 100 102. Lump them in as they're coming in, will you?
All right.
Give me some more of them. Everyone having a lovely sunny day today. Actually, I had a lovely sunny morning. I'm assuming I was jumping in this morning. Jumped in to the sea at about, I want to say, 10:30 this morning. I did my usual thing. I filmed it, put it up on my Instagram. Did my little sing-along or whatever. Sang me song. And this man was in the water with another man. A pair of men.
Get it.
A matching pair of men, a duo, if you will. A set of men. And they're inside in the water having a splishy splashy, swimming, if you like, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this man swims towards me like a dolphin. He approaches me like an orca in the wild. He starts swimming towards me and he says one word to me. Can you guess what the word is, Orla?
The first word that comes to mind is not one I should say on the radio.
Right, fair. That's fair. Most people would actually go that direction. If there's any word, as you work your way down through the list of swear words and insults, what is the next word, the single word you think he would use?
Hiya.
Hiya is good. He actually said Ray. Yeah.
I should have thought of that.
Which is up there with all the insults.
Yeah.
He said Ray. And I said, yes. He said, you don't remember me, do you? And I said, I don't, I'm sorry. He said, we used to work together in a pirate radio station. I said, oh, really? What station? Because I've worked in a couple of pirates. He said, years ago, must have been 20 years ago, we worked together in a radio station called Energy 94. Some of the DJs would call it.
Ninergy.
Ninergy 94. So we used to work in Ninergy 94. And lovely fella. We got chatting away. And I said, what do you do now? What line of work are you in? Are you doing pirate radio? He says, no, I'm a pilot.
Oh, no, one of those. Oh, no.
And when I tell you now that Greg, he looks like, on my life, he's in great shape. Looks fantastic. Nice haircut, toned and tanned. Mm. Probably been away somewhere unbelievably hot and gorgeous and sunny. Peak physical condition.
This is getting worse, right? The story is getting worse.
He looks like Leonardo DiCaprio in that film where he's a pirate pilot.
Catch me if you can.
Pretending to be a pilot. So who do you work for? I work for, is it Air Belgium or one of the, is there such a thing called Air Belgium?
Oh, right, okay, that might be.
Work for Air Belgium, but I'm moving in a few months. I'm going to go and live in Dubai. And here's all of this. Like a beached bloody whale. And he's like, how are you getting on? And it's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm just sitting on the radio with JP and, you know, just look like, just doing exactly the same thing. Looking a lot worse. Not having progressed in any way over the last 20 years. It's just the same old with me. But anyway, Greg, great to see you, man. We must catch up again sometime.
Something about pilots, isn't there? There's just something about pilots.
I think it's generally when you meet someone from your past. It could be a previous employee or a co-worker or a co-employee, or it could be someone from school and they've gone on and done something amazing. And then you're wildly... I've heard a story of someone who was in school with me that is now a multimillionaire.
Oh.
It's horrific. Do you have anyone from school that has gone on to do something amazing? Or would you know anyone from your past that has sort of gone on and they've gone stratospheric?
Doctors.
Doctors. Yeah.
Because everyone respects a doctor, you know?
That's it, you see. Is there a doctor in the house?
Yeah. Is there a DJ in the house? You never hear that radio.
No one ever says.
Never say that.
Is there a mouthy radio? Is there a mouthy, egotistical, overweight?
Quick, we need somebody gobby.
Middle-aged. Is there anyone here who can talk up to a vocal? Samba. This is an emergency announcement. Someone is having an episode. We're looking for some particularly sunny songs, music, please. Never, you never hear that. Samba. Let's be having you. Or people you'd be jealous of in school or your weather check. 0874 100102. Bellini on Today FM. Ireland, it's gorgeous out there and you're looking well. Bellini, Samba de Janeiro. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. How you doing? Right, let's do a roll call. Ray's here. JP.
Ancho.
Or Ormond.
Ancho.
Ancho. Ancho.
Ancho.
Ancho. Ancho. Ancho. This is Dermy and his grown. Love the show. Saying it's sunny in Sligo. Oh, looking absolutely glorious. Sunny in Limerick, lads. Tony J working on the striker roundabout. Is it the striker roundabout in Limerick? With Emmett Mahoney Landscaping. Emmett, I am keeping cool if you're listening. And that looks like an ice cream emoji.
Suspiciously like an ice cream emoji, right?
Yeah. Tony in County Limerick says, hi all, beautiful in Kilmallock on the Riverside Walk. Love the show. Hey, hey. From Tony. Ray, it's John and David working on Slea Head in County Kerry today. It's only gorgeous. And they say they love the show. Hey. Costa del Termin Feckin.
Oh, yeah.
Love the show. Hey. That's from Paul in Drogheda. Specifically Paul Faulkner. Hello, Paul. Ray Effecker, I envy you and your two-hour job from Pass. Pass, how dare you?
The neck!
The absolute cheek of you!
The neck!
Who the hell do you think you are? I do a 2.5-hour job.
It's true, yeah.
Sorry, Pat. Alice says, I used to work in Tesco in Mullingar as a teenager and little Niall... Oh, this is jealousy. Jealousy. Jealousy.
Yeah.
Could you imagine going to school with the Collison brothers?
Oh, God.
Is there anyone listening that went to school with the Collison brothers?
Hey, lads, can you give us a dig out?
What's their net worth? Look it up. Oh. Just give me the... Because they're up there.
In the billions, isn't
they're
it?
They're on Ireland's richest list.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, I was saying I met this guy earlier on and he's a pilot now. So we're on pirate radio together. I'm on the radio doing exactly the same guff. And he's flying. He was saying his pal that he was there with is also a pilot. Guess where he's going for work tomorrow? Where? Miami. Oh. He's going to Miami tomorrow just for work.
And don't they get, they work sort of 2 weeks on and then they get 2 weeks off. Or something bonkers anyway.
Well, actually, your man Greg that I was talking to, I said, so where are you flying? Are you working tomorrow? Are you working today? He said, no, I'm off for 2 weeks. But he's off to Miami tomorrow. Referring to the other fella. I was like, I have to get the dart into town now and talk about the weather for 2.5 hours.
Orla, Ray, you're going head to head. How much are the Collison brothers worth their net profits?
It's joint, is it?
Yes.
It's not individually, it's a joint thing.
Joint. So, normal rules apply. Ladies go first, Ray.
Are we in the billions?
You can't give him.
I cannot say that.
Okay, a billion then.
1 billion.
1 billion.
This is easy for you, Orla, because all you need to do is higher or lower.
Higher.
Well, how much higher?
Like, I'm going to say 2.6 billion combined.
2.6 billion. Is it higher or lower than that?
9.2 billion.
Oh, are God. You joking
9.
Me?
Oh, God.
Ah, that's ridiculous.
That's too much money.
That's stupid. Carry on. If you know or are a Collison, give over, would you? Imagine going swimming and meeting one of the... Like, jeez, lads, I haven't seen you in 15 years. How are you getting on? I'm worth 9 billion.
I'd say they'd have to swim with bodyguards, though, because when you're worth that much amount of money, you wouldn't get within an ISIS roar of them.
I wouldn't be swimming anywhere I'm swimming, they wouldn't be. If I was them, I'd be swimming in money. Like Scrooge McDuck.
Definitely.
I worked in Tesco and Mullingar as a teenager, and little Niall Horan used to come in to see his daddy. He grew up and did all right, I think, from Alice. Yeah, I think we just played his song a minute ago. John says, a neighbour of mine started as a delivery driver. He's now a company owner and a millionaire.
Oh.
Linda says, hi, Ray. I used to hang around with Richie Bainham. Who's that?
Do you remember? He's the guy who does all the graphics, the animation on the Avatar movies.
Is he the man that we'd on?
Yes, and hasn't he won, like, we had one
he's
of his
won
previous
Oscars.
Teachers on or something like that. He's won Oscars, yeah.
Yeah. This is your man. Yeah, was he from Ballyfermot? He went to Ballyfermot Senior College anyway. And he's gone on, he's based in LA, does loads of CGI and graphics and all the CGI in movies, particularly James Cameron's stuff, and specifically Avatar. Won awards for it. Perfect. Oscar noms, the whole nine yards. Did he even win the Oscar the last time around?
He did.
I used to hang around with Richie Bainham, the Avatar artistic creator. He went to my Debs with his friend.
Same Debs event.
Went to my Debs with his friend.
Yeah.
From Linda.
So presumably Linda's friend. Linda was in school with his friend. Her friend. Oh my God. I'm going to start that again. Linda was in school with Richie's friend.
I want more jealousies. 0874 100. Forget your weathers. Yeah, we know it's lovely out there. 0874 100 102. Your jealousies. People you knew or people you were in school with that are making you green with envy. 0874 100 102. Tom. This is Tom Grennan on Today FM. Chumba and indeed Wumba and Tub and indeed Thumping. Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray Foley on. It's Thursday, it's sunny, it's glorious. And we're nearly at the weekend. Does it get any better? Yes, it does. Because I've got embittered text messages from people. People you were in school with or people you used to know that have gone on to be wildly successful. You'd like to vent your jealousy or your dissatisfaction with your own lot in life. 0874 100 102. We like your voice notes as well. There's loads of them. Matt texted. He says, my oldest brother's friend was a software developer. Now that same friend is sending rockets to Mars and enjoys tweeting from Matt.
Mr. Musk. Unbelievable.
So, Matt, you were in school at Musk, were you? Let's see. Chris has been on. My brother had a guy in his class who used to come in and say he was going to be an astronaut, a doctor, etc. all the time. And the class used to slag him no end, saying he was delusional. Some guy is a multimillionaire. The same guy now is a multimillionaire who flies himself to work in his own plane in California. And he's just generally loaded. He bought his sister a Porsche for her birthday. Actual friends with Elon Musk and all from Chris. Yeah, I'd hate that. I'd hate knowing that person is out there. This is Tim. Yeah, he says, I was in the same school year as a chap called Tim. Oh, sorry. I was in the same school year as a chap called Tim. He's definitely gone up in the world. He's actually gone out of this world. He's an astronaut, the big show off. Tim Peake from Kerry, yeah. The name, not the county. This texter's name is not Tim Peake, no?
No, that's the astronaut, Tim Peake.
All right. Dave says, Dave is working in Limerick. Back in the 90s, when I used to live in Killarney, we used to go drinking with my friend's mates, including some guy called Mike Fassbender. Oh. What?
Think about Fassbender, though, even back then, wildly good looking.
And that's it, you see. You couldn't be good to go drinking, even like as a teen or in your 20s. Nah, is Michael going to be there? No, forget it. I'll go out next weekend instead. Paula says, Ray, my cousin who's 2 years older than me, married, 3 kids, just retired at 43. Oh, I hate an early retiree.
Oh, no, thanks.
Their success and their contentment. Mm. Not having it. Una says, hey, Ray, my brother went to school with Ronan Keating. I know he's only a teeny tiny bit envious from Una. We're talking to Ronan on Monday.
Do you know how much Ronan's worth, Ray? He is worth 35 million euro.
He's doing all right for himself. Yeah. And Fionnuala in Waterford says, hi, Ray. I was a BA stewardess for 14 years. Most pilots are dull and wear tank tops. LOL. Love the show. All right, thanks for the...
Ray Foley. With Care Plus. Okay. Not all careers in care are the same. The best...
Got bills, we could be paying them on the cash machine, making the call in just a few minutes. You're on Today FM playing the music you love. Good afternoon, Ray's my name. And there's JP.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, yes. Yeah, I'm making the call today. Massive disappointment. Huge disappointment. I was ashamed to go home yesterday, actually. Went in the door yesterday. She said, well. I said, no, winner. No. No. Well, she said, what happened? She said, what? What happened? She said. I said they didn't pick up the phone in the five rings. She said they would have picked up for Cudahy. I said, stop it!
Yeah, they would actually, yeah.
Don't mention his name under my roof!
You can feel his good looks coming through the phone when you're getting the cash machine.
It's disgusting. Yeah. It's disgraceful. But he jogs a lot, Cudahy, and he puts it all on Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, here she comes. She's Keira King. She's Keira King. Look out, it's Keira King. Hello, Keira
Hello.
King.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Pretty good, actually. Yeah, pretty good. How are you?
I'm good. I was listening to your show out the back garden there for the afternoon.
Oh, stop. What's Connemara looking like at the moment?
Oh, my God. It's like Costa del Connemara. It's beautiful. I've got my white legs out now, hoping to get a bit of a tan on them. Oh. But I was listening to your show out the back garden, and then I was aggressively cut off. Do you know why?
Why?
Because my iPhone got too hot.
Oh, I hate when that happens. Yeah.
Yeah, so then I put it in the fridge for 10 minutes and it was grand again.
It worked again. So put it in the fridge and it's okay, is it?
It's fine.
That's interesting. I never thought of doing that actually, but of course it would cool it down. I'd be worried about it being damaged or something or maybe not working properly afterwards. Like the sudden swings in temperature.
It got super hot, so I was like, well, how do I get it super cold? So I just put it into the fridge. I mean, don't try this at home, guys, but that's what I did.
It might not work, yeah. It's like putting it in the rice. You know the thing of putting it in the rice when it gets wet?
Does that really work?
I don't know. I've never tried it.
I've never tried it either.
I've just... If something happens to my phone, I just use it as an excuse to get a new phone. Oh, look what happened. It went down the... Kate, can I get a new phone? No. Ah, look, it fell down the toilet.
Get the Uncle Ben's!
All right, let's have a look at what we're going to be screening and having a look at on screens over this weekend. Is it finally out? This is the most contentious...
Oh my God, guys, I feel like we've been talking about this remake for ages now. And ever since, was it Halle Bailey was announced as Ariel in 2019? Now it's finally here tomorrow. It drops in cinemas. It is the remake of the Disney classic, The Little Mermaid.
People feeling very strong. People getting very animated and excited about this. It still looks like Disney have been doing this for a while, just grabbing the original animated one, making a live action version of it, almost frame for frame. And they're very good at it. Have a listen. That's the wrong sound. Have a listen.
You broke the rules. You went to the above world.
A man was drowning. I had to save him.
This obsession with humans has to stop.
I just want to know more about them. Ariel, don't!
Poor child.
I can help you.
You can't live in that world unless you become a human yourself.
Is that even possible?
It's what I live for.
Something about you seems different. I can't quite figure it out.
She got legs, you idiot.
So it's basically the Little Mermaid.
It is the Little Mermaid, and it's a story about Ariel who wants to, you know, she wants adventure. She wants to go and see the world. Her father, Triton, doesn't want her to, and she goes to the surface, falls in love with a dashing prince, and then obviously makes a deal with Ursula, a sea witch, so that she can live up there.
What's the reaction? Well, we've seen, like, there's been loads of people, there's been people giving out that this is a black, there's now a black Little Mermaid, as opposed to the white Little Mermaid we saw in the animations.
There's been so much discourse online about this since 2019. And do you know who Halle Bailey is? She was actually signed, herself and her sister were signed by Beyonce a couple of years ago. They're Chloe X Halle.
Oh, sisters. Right.
Yeah. And Beyonce signed them, so they were huge. So this girl can sing, okay? Mm. Now, I know that you're a huge fan of the original soundtrack. Okay,
I love Disney. I'm a fiend for Disney, yeah.
So fans are going to watch as it brings back to life a number of the Disney classics from the movie that we're used to. Like, my favourite was Sebastian's, Under the Sea. There we go.
Here we go.
The human world, it's a mess. Life under the sea is better than anything they got up there.
Can I skim on? Can I just get straight into it, actually?
Please. Here we go. Under the sea. Ha-ha! Under the sea. Life is much better down where it's wetter. Take it from me. Up on the shore, they work all day. Out in the sun, they slave away. While we've been boating full time, you're floating under the sea.
Unbelievable. Here's a funny thing. Do they do a sort of a modern interpretation of those songs, or do they just rip them straight from the original?
Okay, so Sebastian has been played by the Hamilton star David Diggs, and there is going to be a reimagining of the songs as well from the classics.
Okay.
And this particular one, Halle Bailey, she duets with him. So that's a change up from the original, because we just had Sebastian there on his own. So basically, as you said, Disney have done this before with Beauty and the Beast, Pinocchio, Aladdin, sorry, that was the other one I was thinking in my head. They've animated these classics for the age of Marvel movies, if you know what I'm trying to say. So I think The Little Mermaid, it's almost like a Broadway spectacle underneath the sea with tons of CGI and actors playing the characters. Like Javier Bardem is Triton and Melissa McCarthy is Ursula the Sea Witch, which I really look forward to seeing her in, actually.
Because she's fantastic.
You know, she's usually like the comedic funny one in the movie. So now she kind of gets to get her acting chops out.
She'll be hamming it up. It's funny, watching a little bit of the trailer that I watched, because it's live action and it's realistic, it's quite disappointing to see the crab looking like an actual talking, like he just looks like a crab.
I know.
And the voice is coming out of him.
I think our generation, we just have to get used to this new world of reimagining of classics, because I've been really uncomfortable with it for the past couple of years. I don't know about you guys, but this is the world that we now see ourselves in. We can always remember those classics. If we have children, we can show our children those classics. But this is just, there's a new generation that need to kind of see these Disney movies. And this is the 2023.
Yeah, this is it. And it's exposing them and exposing a new audience to the, the original magic. It was, of course, The Lion King.
That was reimagined as well, wasn't it? Yeah.
Dumbo.
You see, nothing would ever compare to the original Lion King to me.
Dumbo.
So they've done a lot, guys.
Dumbo.
They've definitely done Dumbo,
No, I was just talking to JP.
Hey!
Super stuff. I had to take three passes at it before we did the joke, though. Right. We'll do a TV show after Ed Sheeran. No, it's a bad idea. Eddie Sheeran's and Eyes Closed. This is Today FM.
Playing the music you love.
Good afternoon. Raise my name. There's JP.
How are you?
And live from glorious Connemara. Kira King.
Hello.
Sad news, actually. Last night, this is the death of Tina Turner. Sadly, passed away.
I was genuinely sad about that, actually, because you know the kind of the world we're living in. You know, it's been broadcast on social media. As soon as somebody dies, whatever. With Tina Turner, I took a little bit of a punch to the stomach when I saw that.
She was an icon, and she like when you consider her impact on even modern music, like there's no question. You watch Beyonce's whole thing, her whole image, her whole brand is inspired by Tina Turner.
Yeah, 100%. And I also think as well, Tina Turner had one of the best James Bond songs of all time, Goldeneye.
There's an Irish connection there.
There
apart
is?
Apart from Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, Pierce Brosnan.
Not just Pierce Brosnan.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh.
I think Bono wrote it, or Bono was involved in it some way.
No,
I think
way.
A couple of you tours were involved in the show. I think Bono was involved. You're going to make a fool out of me now, are you?
I'm just checking.
He's Googling
now. Checking.
Trying to make a fool out of me.
She did sing a song written by Paul Brady. I do know that.
One second now, hang on.
Goldeneye is a song written by Irish musicians Bono and the Edge. Well, there you go. Whoa.
Here's today's fun fact.
There's today's fun fact.
There you go.
I just facted your face.
Let's fun fact your face.
Actually, here's another fun fact for you. Tina Turner, sadly, RIP, she was Swiss.
Huh.
Well, I did know that, yeah.
Oh, you did know that?
Okay. Yeah, because if you watch the documentary, which I'm just about to talk about, a lot of it is actually situated in Switzerland.
There you go. She met this Swiss fella after her horrific earlier life. She met this guy, a Swiss man, who worked in a record company, and he was sent to pick her up or something at the airport. It was love at first sight. They fell in love. She moved to Switzerland, and she became a nationalized Swiss citizen and relinquished her American citizenship. So there.
It's time for a fun fact.
Well, we just had it, Stephen.
Would you like another fun fact on Tina?
Go on then.
I can give you one if Stephen will big me up.
Stephen.
Fun facts on Today FM.
Tina Turner nearly didn't record Goldeneye because the demo that Bono and the Edge sent her was so bad, she said... I'm not
it's
having it.
Song.
She had a rethink. She thought, hang on a second.
I'm Tina Turner.
I can make it better.
That's amazing. I'll tell you what, we'll have to play Goldeneye in a few minutes then. We'll do that shortly. Also, worth noting, the documentary is, where is it streaming?
Okay, it's streaming on Now TV. It's called Tina. It came out in 2021. And honestly, when I watched it, it feels like a farewell to fans. So if you're a Tina Turner fan, that's a documentary to watch this weekend.
Okay, Tina, it's called on HBO Max or on Now TV. And actually, tomorrow night at 10 p.m, Today FM are going to be celebrating Tina Turner's life and music with a one-hour special presented by Ian Dempsey. Worth turning that on. 10 o'clock tomorrow night right here on Today FM. And... it's finally out. This is a show that people have been talking about for months. I've watched it. I have a cousin in America, and he records on VHS.
Right.
Danny, his name is.
Oh, famously, your American cousin, Danny.
Danny Foley.
Yeah.
And he records it, and he tapes the show Poker Face for me.
Right.
Posts it over here to Ireland.
That's handy.
And I watch the tapes. So I watched the entire series of Poker Face.
That's how you get to watch that series.
I can tell
but
you.
It must have taken you a while to watch it, waiting for the tapes to come back from
It was only one episode a week. This is the show that Ryan Johnson is behind. Have a listen. Have a little listen. It stars Natasha Lyonne.
What's it like? Always knowing the truth.
There's nothing mystical about it. I could just tell.
And anyone is lying.
I know what you did, you psycho.
You're gonna find Charlie Kidd, and you're gonna bring it to me.
What is it? It's a woman's intuition?
No, it's not like a tampon commercial, okay? It's a real thing.
I guess I'm not over the part where you're a human lie detector.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
You ever gamble? Because you can make a killing.
Nah.
This is called Poker Face, and it's finally available for Irish audiences this weekend.
As of tomorrow on Now TV, and if you want to feel that succession-filled hole in your heart from Monday, this is a great series to get your teeth into. Natasha Lyonne, she plays Charlie Kale, and she, as she mentioned there in the trailer, she has this extraordinary ability to determine when somebody is lying. She is on the run, but everywhere she runs to, it involves various characters and strange crimes that she can't help but solve. Think a modern-day Columbo.
They're saying Columbo is the thing that inspired it. But like you've also got like Murder, She Wrote or any of those classic.
Miss Marple.
Father Dowling Mysteries. All of the old 80s, 70s, 80s investigation procedural crime shows. Clearly, that's where they're going with this.
It's an incredible cast. Amazing writing. And Natasha Lyonne. I just love her. You might know her from Russian Dolls, actually, which was on Netflix. She's absolutely brilliant. And the guest stars are plentiful as hell. And it's really, really good. It's one to watch.
Ron Perlman plays the bad guy, or the big boss.
Did I hear a rumour that Nick Nolte's involved?
Nick Nolte.
If Nick's in there, I'm on.
He gets one episode. See, they come in for one episode and they go again. Some amazing stars in it. Definitely worth having a look. And it's short enough. It's only like 12 or 13 episodes. Short enough.
Is it 10, I think? But anyway, Series 2 is out next February. So you've plenty of time now to watch Season 1.
It's called Poker Face. And guys, watch this.
No way.
No, hang on now.
Do you reckon he's got it? Do you reckon he's got it, Kira?
Is it going to do it, JP?
Could he?
It's a TV show called Poker Face,
would
right?
Would he?
And oh, no way.
It's streaming on Now
you
TV.
Know, you're something else.
Let me just do it.
You're unbelievable. You
no,
know
let
that.
Me do it. Come on.
It's like watching a magician at work.
Guys.
This is incredible.
Isn't it? This is a moment.
Lads, back off for a second.
Yeah, okay. Okay. It's Friday, 25th of May, 2023. This happened on the radio.
This is Thursday, you fool.
Sorry, it's Thursday. I got too excited.
Back off. Back okay, off. Okay. Give me some space. Here we go, yeah, right? We go. This is radio. Radio 101. Here we go, right?
I'm holding my breath.
Jesus, Kira!
Sorry.
Come on. No. I don't want to build it up too much, okay? Yeah, okay, here we go. Right. Kira! Come on, respect.
No, seriously, yeah.
Respect
yeah.
the okay, radio. Respect the bit. On, here we on. Go. So, the show is called Poker Face. Mm. It's streaming on Now TV from tomorrow. So...
Unbelievable.
Without further ado,
seamless.
Let's play some Lady Gaga for you. Kira King.
Yeah.
Kira
boys.
Go on, enjoy your weekend. Lovely to talk. Talk to you next week.
Bye.
Bye,
you
bye,
too.
Bye, bye, bye. Lady Gaga, this is Today FM.
Ba, 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 poker face. Ba, 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 poker
the show
face.
Is gone.
It works.
Ba,
yeah.
Ba, ba, poker face. Ba, 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 poker face.
Guys, that's radio. Poker Face from Lady Gaga on Today FM. All right, then.
Come on. No way.
Oh, my God.
Thousands of euro on the line this afternoon. It could be you. I'm calling now.
Today FM.
Cash machine.
Got it. Yesterday, we didn't get an answer, but we do roll over. Ballpark. It's over 80,000 euro. But you need the exact amount if I'm calling you this afternoon. If you got your text in before 3 o'clock, answer within five rings, give us the exact amount and you win it all. Life-changing money. Good luck. Let's go.
One ring. Two.
Hello.
Rings.
Hello there. My name is Ray Foley and I'm calling with the cash machine call today. Are you free to have a chat?
I am indeed, yeah.
What's your name, madam?
My name is Liz. Liz Ilera from Wexford.
Liz in Wexford, it's lovely to talk to you.
Oh,
I'd
my
say,
God.
I'd say the sun is shining in Wexford this afternoon, is it?
It sure is, guys. Oh, my God, yeah. Sorry, I'm having a bit of a meltdown here.
Please do not have a meltdown until at least we've ended the call and we've arranged for the cash to go into your account, all right?
Oh, thank you. Oh, my God, lads. Is this a joke? Like, seriously?
No, it's not a joke. It certainly is not. No, it's this is the cash machine. 1,000% this is us. And we've got the cash amount here. Liz, I can tell you're excited. What are you up to today?
Well, I'm actually bringing my granny to get an eye test at the minute.
What's granny's name?
Granny Cax. We call her Granny Cax. She's my auntie, but yeah, we call her Granny Cax.
Right. Lots of love to Granny Cax.
Jesus. Sorry, lads. I'm on the radio and I'm just having a meltdown here.
Not at all.
I'm panicking.
Do you want to give us the total?
Yeah, can I just... Oh, my God.
Let's get it out of the way. We'll have a proper chat afterwards.
Okay. Hang on 1 second. Okay. 81,000.
Mm-hmm.
296 euro and 56 cents.
Liz in Wexford, you're the winner!
Oh, sorry, are you serious?
100% serious.
Are you actually serious?
Yes, it's all yours, babes.
I am actually shaking. I can't believe it.
What are you going to spend it on? Do you have any plans?
Well, yeah, we are hoping to build a house next year and couldn't get a mortgage because I'm a stay-at-home mom at the moment.
Right.
With the last of the babies. So, yeah, they wouldn't give us one. So I'm sure now that would be, like, huge. Oh, my God.
This could be the deposit
sorted.
It's
life-changing. It's actually life-changing, guys. They don't understand, like, it.
Do you have another
unbelievable.
Half?
Unbelievable. I do, yeah. His name is Sean.
Hi to Sean. And the baby?
Sean. I have an 8, 5 and nearly 2-year-olds, Aaron, Alana and Fia. Don't ask me their birthdays now because I can't get them right.
You did well enough getting the cash machine total.
Jesus.
You have, Liz, you have won 81,296 euro and 56 cents.
Do not forget the 56 cents. Oh, my God.
That's all yours.
Oh,
congratulations.
Oh, lads, unreal. Thank you so much. It's a life changing. Thank you so much. Oh my God.
The winning continues on Today FM's Cash Machine. Listen to the last word at 5 p.m. to hear that new cash amount, and we could be calling you.
Today FM's Cash Machine.
Can we get a check on Granny Cax, by the way?
Ray Foley.
With Care Plus.
I love this song so much. From the movie GoldenEye, the soundtrack. Tina Turner and GoldenEye on Today FM. Tina Turner, RIP, and tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, Ian Dempsey's got a special show dedicated to Tina Turner. Definitely worth turning on tomorrow night right here to Day FM Radio. Oh, hairs in the back of the neck stuff. Written by Bono, did you know that?
I found that out earlier, yeah.
Bono wrote that song. And of course, Pierce Brosnan, another Irish man. A Navin man, playing Bond. Turn on Ian tomorrow night from 10 p.m.
Right.
Weather, they're still sending in photographs of the weather. It's ridiculous. Up and down the land. Gorgeous weather out there. Looking Ireland, you're looking gorgeous. You grand country if you can put a roof on it, as they say. Let me call my weather guy. Hang on one second. It's ringing.
Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather. The king of the weather.
You only applaud me because it's blue skies, right?
That's it, you see. I wouldn't... You'd be dead to me if it was raining. It'd be... We'd be finished. We'd be through. How are you? Well, I imagine you're flying it because it's absolutely glorious out there at the moment. But how long is it going to last, Alan?
Forever. it's going to last into next week. Now, hold on a minute. I have to manage expectations, right? Yeah. There's going to be a good bit of cloud around this weekend. There is going to be a good bit of cloud around.
Oh.
And temperatures are going to drop back a bit on Sunday. Okay? So we've got the bad news out of the way, or the not-so-good news. The good news is it's going to be nice and dry, pretty much small, teeny-tiny chance of a shower on Sunday, but it'll only be light if it does happen. But lovely day again tomorrow, up to 22 degrees, maybe even 23 degrees, up to 22 degrees again on Saturday.
Oh.
Sunday, maybe 19 degrees. Next week, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, looking pretty settled and dry with good sunny spells and up into the 20s as well. So, yeah, it looks... Look, if you're looking for rain, you may look elsewhere. We're not seeing any really for the next 7 to 10 days.
I am not looking for rain. I'm looking for barbecue weather. And I'm glad I spoke to you, actually, because we were thinking barbecue on Sunday, but we might move it up to Saturday now on the basis that there's the chance of a little bit of overcast, a little bit cooler on Sunday.
Yeah, probably. But you could do both days, you know. It's probably going to be better on Saturday. But both days are going to be pretty good. If you head to the coast, bring the jumper. It's going to feel cooler. And if you're in the northwest, please stop sending me messages abusing me for my pictures of blue skies.
We've been getting them as well. Yeah, we played Samba de Janeiro earlier on, which is a proper summer song. And people were texting saying they're on the road between Sligo and Donegal and saying there's all cloud all the way. I don't know what you're talking about. So, yeah, disclaimer to those areas. I was just about to ask you, where is going to get the best of it this weekend?
Carlo, always. Sunny South East, obviously. The South and the East will probably get the best of the sunshine, but okay. It will be that little bit cooler in the South East and the East. So probably the South Coast, if you're looking for a coastline, is probably good. But I'd stress... Follow Carlo Weather on Twitter, Instagram and Facebook. I'll be posting the latest high-resolution cloud forecast, which will give you the best idea of where to head the following day. Also, keep an eye on the satellite images because you never know. It can vary within five minutes. You can go from blue skies to cloud and vice versa.
Okay, we'll keep an eye on you there. And then we've got the long... Is it a long weekend next weekend?
It is June Bank Holiday.
Right, it's too far away, though, for you to give us anything clear, anything definitive thus far, no?
It's a little bit far out, but let's just put it this way. I'm thinking about camping outdoors next weekend, so that might give you an idea where my thinking is.
Okay, if Ali, we're going to plan our lives around your recreational and social life. So it will be Alan watching for the next few months. If Alan is going to be doing something outdoors, that means that there's going to be good weather arriving. We might catch up with you before the long weekend. It'd be lovely to get some sunshine. Alan O'Reilly from Carlo Weather. Yeah. Follow him on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you, sir.
Cheers, man.
All the best.
Ray Foley. It's Ray Foley. Playing the music you love all afternoon on Today FM.
That's right, 100K in 30 days. Kicking off on the 1st of June, you've got 30 days to complete 100 kilometres. By foot? By car?
You can wheel yourself as well. I think you can cycle it
can
too if you
car?
Want.
Can I go in a car?
Pushing it.
Can I get someone to drive me? Can I get a taxi in 100 kilometres?
You could attempt swimming it if you want. You're a swimmer, right?
100k in 30 days for breast cancer in aid of the Marie Keating Foundation. It's on from the 1st to the 30th of June. We're encouraging people to take part. If you can, show your support, give what you can, do what you can. www.100kin30days.ie. And if you've been infected in any way by breast cancer, it's horrific and upsetting and life-changing. And this is a cause that if you can, like I say, if you're able to get involved, please do. 100kin30days.ie. Over the last 4 years, this event has raised €4 million for breast cancer services in Ireland. And they're going to be involved with the Marie Keating Foundation now this time around. They're supporting community nursing services, school cancer awareness programs, survive and thrive programs, and positive living workshops. 100kin30days.ie. They're all numbers, by the way. So it's 100 in numbers. 100kin30days.ie. Okay. So we've got a €200 lifestyle sports voucher up for grabs and a two-night stay at the Hilton Hotel in Dublin, including breakfast each morning, dinner on evening in the Charlemont Bistro as well. If you want to get in to win, we're playing our 3K challenge in a couple of minutes. Text 10K, along with your name and where you're from. No, sorry, 100K rather. It's 100K, don't get lazy. 100K, your name and where you're from. 0874 100 102. I miss you. Calvin Harris and Ellie Goulding, Miracle, Merkle, Today FM. Former Prime Minister?
She'd be the Chancellor, wouldn't she?
Chancellor, of course. Yeah, former Chancellor of Germany.
Angela
Merkel there, Today FM. Hello there, Ray Foley's my name. There's JP.
Hi.
And we're feeling great this afternoon. In spite of not being allowed out to play in the sunshine. Hopefully you're enjoying the sunny weather wherever you are. Shall we try and brighten up someone's day?
Let's do that, Ray.
We've got our 100K in 30 days. This is our three... Well, we've worked it out. 100K over a month is about 3K a day, so we're going to do our 3K challenge. Actually, to text in, we've got a €200 lifestyle sports voucher and we've got an overnight in a Hilton hotel in Dublin.
Lovely.
Where am I calling?
Limerick.
I know it.
I'd imagine that's bathed in sunshine.
It's ringing.
Should we ask Damien about the weather now when you get him on.
Hello?
Hello, Damien.
Yes, hello.
What's the weather like?
It's actually quite nice here for a change.
And for a change. Makes
you're
nice.
Running from the cops there, Damien.
Damien, are you on the run?
Down the side street.
Are you on the run, Damien?
I am. I'm just leaving Lidl there to test the drive.
Running out to Lidl. Okay. But you didn't steal anything. Just for clarification, no. You didn't steal anything. He bought, just for anyone listening.
The coffee and walnut cake in Lidl. Yeah, you got to steal that.
What are you talking about?
Pay money for it. What?
What? Coffee and walnut cake in Lidl?
Yeah.
I've never heard of it. What is it? Is it good?
It's very good.
I was in a Lidl.
And it's only about that size.
Go on.
So you'd eat half it in one go.
I was, Damien, are you still there?
I am.
I was in Lidl this morning.
Enjoyed the conversation.
I was in the cheese section this morning
it's
of Lidl.
Decent cheese section, yeah.
And they had a walnut cheese there. Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Damien, have you tried the walnut cheese?
I have not.
Well,
I have not actually.
Turn back around 180 degrees back where you came. Whence you came and tried the walnut cheese. I was looking at it. I was thinking I might go for that this weekend.
I think they do a cranberry cheese as well. Cheese with cranberries.
Do they?
Yeah.
Do they, Damien? Do they do a cranberry cheese?
They do. I actually had that. I had Guinness cheese before.
Oh, yeah. Saw actually a space for a whiskey cheese in the cheese section.
I've had that.
There was none there, but it was a whiskey and nut cheese or something like that.
Sounds nice.
What did you get in Lidl while you were there then?
Just pie.
What?
A pie.
Yeah. Oh, lovely. Yeah. Very nice. I like a pie.
I do.
And that's the dinner tonight, is it?
Yeah, for my lunch for tomorrow for work.
Oh, okay, fair enough. What's for dinner then? God, we've got very Ray Darcy.
Burgers and chips tonight.
Burgers and chips?
Yeah.
You dog. I'm jealous. all right, sweetie. Let's do... Are you ready for this 3K challenge? Are you going to do the 100K in June?
I am.
Sweet.
I'm going to give it a go anyway.
I'm glad to hear it. 100K in 30 days. It's from the 1st of June. The website is 100kin30days.ie. Join the hashtag Pink Army. And it's all for breast cancer and the Marie Keating Foundation. We have for you a 200 euro lifestyle sports voucher so you can get a pair of runners. And we've got a 2-night stay at the Hilton Hotel in Dublin. Once you've got it all done, you need a little rest and a little break, babes.
That sounds great.
Just give me these three K's. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. Your first K. Name the lead actor in the John Wick series of movies.
Oh, Keanu Reeves.
Keanu Reeves is right. You
didn't
right
in. Know. Yeah.
Right in.
Lovely. Excellent. Well done.
Your second K. Which county has the nicknames the Lily Whites and the Thoroughbred County?
Kildare.
Kildare's right.
Easy peasy.
That's two K's. Get the third one. You're our winner. Which fruit shares a name with the word used to identify people from New Zealand?
Oh, kiwi.
He's right! Yeah!
Oh, thank God.
So that was really hard. That was really hard.
I was stressed out during that.
Were you?
Very much. Sweating bullets.
Damien, were you all right during that?
No.
Come here, do you want to do any shout-outs around? Let's do some radio. Do you want to do any shout-outs? Anyone you love? Anyone you want to say hello to on radio?
Yeah, my fiancée, Anna. She's at work at the moment.
Okay, hi to Anna. And
my mother is listening on the radio as well, Pauline in Cascon.
Cool beans. Hi to the fam. When are you getting married?
January.
Oh, well, congratulations. Where are you doing it? Where's it happening?
We're actually just doing it in the registry office and then out to a restaurant.
Oh, lovely.
Love business, like it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Absolutely fantastic. We'll do it. Well, congrats, and we'll get the prize out to you. Thanks for listening.
And Ray?
Yeah.
Love the show.
Hey! Cheers, man. All the best.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Enjoy the running. Top loader. This is Today FM.
Here we go.
This is the remix. Lotto, Mariah Carey, DJ Khaled. And big, big energy. All my energy spent. Sure, I'm gone. If you want some energy now, stick around for Matt Cooper. He's on the way next. But there's so much we didn't get to do on the show today.
No.
Yeah. Big plans. We didn't get to do The Little Mermaid. Or The Lidl Mermaid. Where Lidl announced they're now stocking a mermaid costume on the middle aisle just in time for the release of the new Little Mermaid movie in The Lidl Mermaid. We didn't get to do The Sid Little Mermaid. Where Sid Little, one half of 80s comedy duo Little and Large. Do you remember?
He's still alive, right? Check.
Sid Little exclusively reveals he loves to dress up as Ariel from The Little Mermaid in The Sid Little Mermaid. And we didn't get to do Under Desi. Under Desi. Where RTE sports fella Des Cahill comes in and covers the Little Mermaid classic Under the Sea in Under Desi. Oh, under the sea, is it? That wasn't bad, actually. That's okay. Back up for something next.
Ray Foley, weekday afternoons from 2. Today.